Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
They say you'll always remember when you first learned to tie your shoes, and if you're old enough, you'll remember where you were when you first heard President Kennedy had been assassinated. I believe you can now add you'll always remember where you were when you first got word that there was an attack on America that September morning in 2001. As we approach the 10th anniversary of that attack, the question can be asked, has America learned anything about her enemies in these 10 years? We've interviewed folks on this program who are fighting the building of an Islamic center in their neighborhood. We know there's an attempt to build such a center within a few blocks of the World Trade Center, or where it used to stand, and with the blessing of some politicians, including the mayor of New York City. The Islamic faith is full of symbolism, and we here in Pennsylvania need to take a look right here within our own borders to the symbolism that is present in the proposed Flight 93 memorial. My guest today is Alec Rawls, who has tirelessly work to investigate and try to expose this symbolism. Thanks, Alec, for all your hard work and for being with us today.
Hi, Diane. It's great to be here, as always.
Now, we've seen this design. It was first shown in the Post-Gazette, the winning design. And how was this particular design chosen? And who was the winning designer?
The design was chosen by a design competition. The winning designer was a completely innocuous-looking fellow from Los Angeles named Paul Murdoch. But what he produced shocked the nation when we saw it in the original publicity photo that was published by the Post-Gazette and other papers. It was called the Crescent of Embrace, and it appeared to show a bare-naked, giant Islamic crescent and star flag planted on the crash site. The main feature was this gigantic Islamic-shaped crescent over a half mile wide, and it had the very particular geometry of an Islamic crescent, which is it covers about two-thirds of a circle of arc. It has a circular inner arc and a circular outer arc. The outer arc was a little bit rough. It also has these groves of memorial trees, memorial groves sent back, supposedly one for each of the murdered passengers and crew. So it's a little bit rough in the outline on the outside, but it's fat in the rear where those memorial groves are, and it tapers at the point, just like classic Islamic crescent. And then between the tips of the crescent was the memorial plaza, where that marks the impact point. Well, between the tips of an Islamic crescent is where the star on an Islamic crescent star flag is.
Right.
So the entire layout was in the configuration of an Islamic flag.
My understanding is that they were going to create that giant crescent by planting groves of trees, and that would be what would create the crescent. And in the fall, those trees, you know, through the natural process, would turn red in the fall.
Yeah, part of the original plan, so when they showed the publicity photo, they showed this giant crescent out on a bare field, because that's what the landscape looks like now. But the plan is, eventually, it's a bare field because it's reclaimed strip mine.
Right.
The plan eventually is to let that field grow in as forest. But the architect still wanted his giant Islamic-shaped crescent to stand out from the forest, so he's specified as the trees, a species of maple that was known to turn red in the fall before any of the other trees turn color. So this would, you know, from an airplane like Flight 93 flying overhead, you'd look down and you'd see a big red Islamic-shaped crescent emblazoned in the forest below you. And they would keep the center would remain a bare field. So you'd have an open center surrounded by this Islamic-shaped crescent blazing red in the fall on September 11th, turns out.
Right.
So, the original plan was just as naked memorial of the terrorists as you could get. And it also came with an explicitly terrorist memorializing theme from architect Paul Murdoch. His explanation of how he got this giant crescent, he said, well, the circle was broken by the violence on 9/11. So he's saying, well, we had this circle of peace, the terrorists come along and smash it and leave in its place a giant Islamic crescent and star flag. So the fact that
Is that what Murdoch said?
What's that?
Is that what Murdoch said?
What Murdoch said I mean, he was very minimalist in how he described it. He said, he said the violence of 9/11 breaks the circle.
Okay.
So he doesn't say who's being depicted breaking the circle.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't admit that it's the terrorists, but we all know who broke the circle of peace on 9/11. It was the terrorists.
Right.
The only logical interpretation of this circle-breaking, crescent-creating theme is that it's depicting the actions of the terrorists, because they're the ones who broke the circle.
Exactly, yeah.
So even thematically, as he describes it, he's clearly describing that this is depicting the actions of the terrorists.
And he won this. I mean, there were thousands of entries from around the world because this did affect the world. With the World Trade Center. I mean, there are also foreigners who were killed there. So the contest was open to the world, so to speak.
Right.
And
so here we are. We're in the middle of a war with Islamic fascism.
Yep.
We invite everybody, including the Islamic fascists, to enter our design competition.
Right. Exactly.
And somehow these people didn't realize that of course, our terror war enemies were going to enter this and try to win it.
And try to win it because symbolism is so important to Muslims. And that was one reason they chose September 11th, 2001, because of something that happened, a battle that took place 500 years ago or something. I don't remember all the details now.
I believe it is a historic date. Might have to look up what it is. But yes, they're very oriented towards history and symbolism. And the central symbol of Islam, the one unifying symbol of Islam, is orientation on Mecca. Muslims use Mecca for prayer.
And what did you find out about that?
Well, every mosque is built around a Mecca direction indicator called a mihrab. And the classic mihrab is crescent-shaped. Muslims face into the crescent to face Mecca. Well, it turns out that this crescent of embrace that Murdoch designed points almost exactly at Mecca, points within 2 degrees of Mecca.
That as people look into or enter into from the crash site, looking towards the center of the
right. So if you're down at that Memorial Plaza
and
you face into the center of the crescent, you'll be facing Mecca.
Wow!
And that is the classic mihrab. That's the way mihrabs worked, and all Muslims are very familiar with this construct. They see a big crescent, they think, "Oh, you face into that to face Mecca."
Mm-hmm.
It's very familiar. Most mihrabs are much smaller. There may be 20 feet across would normally be a fairly large mihrab. The biggest ones are maybe 50 feet across. This thing is more than half a mile across.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is the world's largest mosque by a factor of 100.
And in fact, what you found, the imam in Johnstown was asked by the media, don't remember which newspaper, probably the Tribune Democrat there in Johnstown, I'm thinking, asked the imam there in Johnstown whether he agreed that this was Islamic symbolism, that the proposed or the agreed upon
right.
Design.
When he was first asked about just the crescent shape,
mm-hmm.
he said, yes, that's a familiar Islamic symbol, and he was upset that they were using it. He thought that the architect was trying to implicate Islam in the attacks. Of course, Islam was implicated.
Right, exactly, yeah. No,
he thought it was a way of emphasizing that. He said, you have to put it in our face like that? We know that it was Muslims who did this, but do you have to make the moral shape of an Islamic crescent and put it in our face like that?
Yeah.
So that was his original take on it. He thought that Murdoch was really trying to stick it to Muslims by making this shape. Then later had a little bit different take. He said, it could be coincidental. Like, let's say that, when you see the cross shape made by panes of windows, that doesn't mean that that's intended to be a Christian cross,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
He later said, as long as it's not intended to be an Islamic crescent. But I had a long conversation with him, about 3 hours, when I visited in 2007. And I showed him the proof that crescent points to Mecca.
Yeah.
And he said, then it is intentional. And then he wasn't sure what to make of it. Was this somebody, he knew that that meant that it was a mihrab.
Right.
Does that mean that this is somebody who's trying to sneak a mosque onto the site, or does it mean it's somebody who's still trying to stick it to Muslims? He wasn't sure what to make of it.
He wasn't sure, but he confirmed what you showed him, that he confirmed what you were saying, that you were saying all along that this pointed to Mecca, and there was the crescent shape, and it pointed to Mecca. I mean, he confirmed all that, as Islamic imam.
I mean, I showed him graphically, and he knows, as a Muslim, he knows that Mecca is the northeast. So, a lot of people, you show them you show them that this crescent pointing up to the northeast is pointing to Mecca, and they go, wait a minute, Mecca's south of us. It can't be the northeast. And they don't understand. The Muslims calculate the direction to Mecca by the great circle method, right, or the shortest distance, right, method.
And I mean, and they have that. You've got this on your website, that they have this. When Muslims pray around the world, they have something or some way to figure out which direction they need to face, because they're supposed to face Mecca when they pray. But they have some way to figure that out.
What they use now, it's actually it's quite a complicated calculation. So through most of Islamic history, Muslims had no way to accurately, right, determine the direction to Mecca. But now that we have sophisticated mathematics and know exactly where everything is, can calculate the direction to things on the planet, they use these online Mecca direction calculators to calculate the direction to Mecca.
Okay, so
So that's what I use to show the graphical proof. I mean, I just went to one of these online Mecca direction calculators, printed out the direction from Somerset, Pennsylvania to Mecca,
mm-hmm,
and then, well, I took that Mecca direction line, I copied it off of their website and superimposed it on a picture of the site plan.
Wow.
And then, so they both have north at the top, and the angle is degrees clockwise from north, and you can see that this Mecca direction line bisects the crescent.
Right.
So, yeah, it's very easy to demonstrate. So one of the subjects we wanted to get to today was this ad that Mr.
Right.
Burnett was running in the Somerset, right, Daily American.
Give us a little bit of who is Tom Burnett and how is he involved actually in the selection of the design?
Tom Burnett Sr. is the father of one of the Flight 93 heroes, Tom Burnett Jr. Tom has listened to the voice recorder, and he says, there's a voice that says, into the cockpit, into the cockpit. And Mr. Burnett says, when they were listening to it the first time the FBI played it for him, he and his wife said, that's Tommy's voice, that's Tommy's, mm-hmm, voice. And they got to hear his voice again,
mm-hmm,
which is, well, one thing at least. So Mr. Burnett, he being one of the families and one of the ones who was willing to step up into the public, their family spoke out a lot after 9/11,
mm-hmm,
and they started a foundation that they use the money to have educational programs that try to support some of the things that their son supported. So Mr. Burnett was one of the people who served on the design jury. And when he sat on that jury, he vehemently protested the blatant Islamic symbolism.
Mm-hmm.
He said to everybody, that's an Islamic-shaped crescent. It,
yeah,
cannot be in this memorial.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a minaret-like Tower of Voices. He says, that's another Islamic,
yeah,
symbol. You've got, mm-hmm, this 93-foot-tall tower that looks like a minaret. It actually looks exactly like a minaret. If you
And that's going to be at the entryway, right?
That's up at the entryway.
On
minaret.
30.
Well, most of the Islamic world are topped with an Islamic-shaped crescent. Well, this Tower of Voices is formed in the shape of an extruded crescent. So in other words, you did a cross-section at any point.
Mm-hmm.
You get Islamic-shaped crescent covers two-thirds of a circle of arc with a circular inner arc and a circular outer arc. And at the top of the tower, it's cut at an angle so that those crescent arms reach up into the sky.
Mm.
That's exactly what you see,
yeah,
on mosque minarets throughout most of the Islamic world.
Right.
These minarets with an Islamic-shaped crescent at the top with its arms reaching up into the sky. It's insane.
It is.
It's completely overt. I mean, there's no way he should have gotten away with it.
No. And Mr. Burnett saw this and complained during the actual selection process.
Right. And what his experience during the selection process does explain a lot about how Murdoch was able to get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, the process that they used to make the selection.
Well, the jury was made up of 8 design professionals and 7 family members. Of the family members, there were 3 who spoke explicitly against the crescent design. One woman made very strong statement against it. One said she supported Tom. When asked her opinion, she didn't say much herself. She said, I agree with him and indicated,
mm-hmm,
Tom. There were 2 others who Tom thought would be with him. So there's 5. There's one that I don't think he got an impression of. Of the 7, there was one who was clearly in favor of the crescent design.
Mm-hmm.
So there was 5 who he thought, 3 were certainly on his side, 5 he thought were on his side,
mm-hmm,
1 against him, and then 1 who there was no hint.
Yeah.
The vote in favor of the crescent, so says the Park Service, went 9-6. It's very possible that all 6 of those family members, except for the one we know was in favor of it, voted against it.
Wow.
And one family before it, and the rest was these design professionals. Well, these were a bunch of left-wing, radical left-wing design professionals.
Yeah. If they totally unanimously supported this design, all eight of them, you said there were eight design professionals
and
seven family members.
Yes.
Wow.
So they outnumbered the family members to begin with, and then they were mostly, from what I've been able to tell, a bunch of radical leftists.
Yeah.
I'm not sure they all were, but the ones I've been able to get any information on. So let me give you one example. It's this man named Tom Sokolowski, who managed the Andy Warhol Museum in Pittsburgh.
Mm. That explains everything right there.
Yeah. Flaming, radical, America-hating leftist.
Yeah.
This guy came out, I first saw him in the newspaper after the winning design had been announced, and a local preacher came out and said, that's an Islamic symbol shape. You can't put that on the crash site. Exactly what Tom Burnett said in the jury room. They quoted Tom Sokolowski saying that this was an asinine complaint for this guy to be making and calling him an anti-Muslim bigot. Well, later when I made contact with Mr. Burnett and learned from him what had happened in the jury room, he said Tom Sokolowski shouted him down in the jury room saying the exact same thing. He called him asinine in the jury room. Design professionals are all used to standing up and asserting their position publicly and jousting.
Right.
And
then they put the grieving family members in that situation who are trying to preserve their family members' memory, the ones who were killed on the Flight 93, and they are confronted with these design professionals who have their own agenda.
Right. And so then we can see how it happened.
Yeah.
But insight into the jury process, you'd have trouble understanding it. There's only one family member that I know of who supported the design. One of these family members, the one who supported the design, this was after Tom Burnett had criticized the Islamic crescent shape. So it was very much on their mind that this was an Islamic-shaped crescent. And then this woman, the one woman who supported the design, the family member, was standing up and saying how, making an embracing gesture with her arms and saying how she liked the idea of reaching out. And one of the other family members jumped up screaming, I don't want to reach out to those people. They murdered my daughter. But this happened in the jury process. You can understand that only a bunch of left-wing design professionals seeing this from the family members. Mr. Burnett, this other woman, clearly seeing that this is a tremendous insult to
their
loved ones.
Families.
And they still choose it because they think that these family members are being bigoted.
Yeah, because they don't like the people who murdered their children and the husbands and wives and whoever was murdered. So you and Tom Burnett have joined forces the last several years. I met Tom Burnett in 2008 when I attended National Park Service meeting and testified there opposing the design. But now this is the 10th anniversary, and you and Tom Burnett are doing something else to help get the word out about the design and asking people for help. What are you guys doing, and how can we help?
Well, we've run an ad. We're running several ads, but the main push is an ad where I document in the ad how the Park Service handpicked three outside consultants to evaluate the claims of Islamic symbolism in the design. All three of them told the most blatant possible lies about the Mecca orientation of the crescent and what it means. And two of them were Muslims. And we can document the lies that these people told. So
two of the three are Muslims.
Two of the three were Muslims. Mm. One of them is just this fruitcake academic from Texas, not a Muslim that I know of. No reason to think he is. He seems to be completely ignorant of everything, never mind Islam. He came out. I have a copy of the report that he submitted to the Park Service. And the first thing that his report does is calculate the direction to Mecca. And he gets the same thing I did. I got 52.19. He gets 52.20 degrees clockwise from north. So we're a hundredth of a degree different in our calculation of the direction of Mecca. And then he confirms that the crescent points that direction. So the first thing his report does is confirms that the giant crescent points to Mecca.
Right.
He gets interviewed by the press, and he lies. He tells the press he didn't, his, and really a novel lie. What he said to the press was he denied that there's any such thing as the direction to Mecca. He said that anything can point to Mecca because the earth is round. And then he said to another reporter at a different paper, he said, you can face any direction to face Mecca. So he denied that there's any such thing as the direction to Mecca. And it was a complete contradiction to what he had told the Park Service.
Mm-hmm. Is that public? Is what he told the Park Service, is that a public document?
No, I got that from him directly.
Right, okay.
I just said, listen, I'm somebody who's looking into this. I'd like to see a copy of your report, and he sent it to me.
Not knowing who you were at the time, obviously.
Not knowing who I was, right.
So your ads are exposing the National Park Service that basically their cooperation or collaboration with two Muslims who are trying to debunk what you're saying about the Islamic symbolism in the memorial.
Right, and this lying fruitcake from the university.
Yeah, well, we just...
So the Muslims were apparently told by the Park Service that Griffith, this guy Daniel Griffith from Texas, had confirmed that the crescent does point to Mecca.
Okay.
They take that as their starting point. Okay, you've got a crescent that points almost exactly at Mecca. What is the Islamic significance of it? And they come up with excuses why the Park Service shouldn't be worried that there's any, it can't have any symbolism. One of them, who's a professor of mosque architecture at MIT named Nasser Rabat,
okay,
he told the Park Service that in order to be a legitimate mihrab, the mihrab would have to point exactly at Mecca. He says mihrab orientation can't be inexact. It can't be off by some degree. And that is an absolute flaming flat-out lie. As I said earlier, for most of 1,400-year history of this religion, Muslims had no accurate way to know. So it developed as a matter of religious principle that what mattered was intent to face Mecca. Mm-hmm. And that did not whether you actually were facing Mecca. And many of the most famous mihrabs in the world point 20, 30, 40, even more degrees off of Mecca. They're all over the place. Now, as a professor of mosque architecture, he knows this better than anyone.
Absolutely.
Flat lies to the Park Service.
Now, are you asking folks to contact the Park Service, or what kind of action are you asking for folks to do to expose this? It's been 10 years.
If people want to participate in that campaign to contact the Park Service for answers to these charges of lying by their Muslim consultants, they can go to my Error Theory blog.
Okay.
I have the ad copy with links to the documentation.
Okay. What's that exact website?
It's ERROR, so it's Error Theory, T-H-E-O-R-Y, just run together, .blogspot.com.
So errortheory.blogspot.com. And then you have the links to the documentation. You have the ad and the links to the documentation.
Right. I have a link to the PDF of the ad copy. That's a big file. Probably most people don't want to bother to download that. In HTML form, I have the ad copy just put in the blog post with links. Wherever, I claim that, somebody said something, there's a link to the article, et cetera.
Well, I encourage folks to definitely go to errortheory.blogspot.com and check out what Alex is saying, because I've checked it out and I totally agree with what he's saying, because it is an outrage that right just a couple hours southeast of where I'm sitting right now, they are building. So I stopped in there the first week of August, and they have started the construction of this giant Islamic crescent.
It's a mosque.
Yeah.
It is a mosque.
Well,
it's a terrible mosque.
Yeah.
And that's classic Islam. They build mosques on the site of their attack. They build victory mosques.
We claim what happened that morning over Somerset County as a victory, but if they complete this mosque at that site, it will be their victory. And there's just no other way to say it.
It'll be in the sphere of the symbolic battle, which is an important battle, will be a victory for them.
Absolutely.
We need to stop it. The fact that the hijacker got control of the cockpit doesn't mean he has to get away with it. That's what the 93 showed. You can still take it back.
Absolutely.
You can still do that.
So folks need to check into errortheory.blogspot.com. And if folks wanted to contact you, could they do that through the website?
They can do that through the website, yes.
Okay, and I do encourage folks to do this because we have got to expose this. I mean, this has been 10 years now, and I know it's probably been about half that time you've been fighting this design. It's just outrageous. But thank you for your dedication to this, because I know you've gotten a lot of negative press as certain members of the organization, the families of Flight 93, have been trying to debunk what you're saying.
The family members want to support it, and they don't have any qualms at all about using their supposed moral authority as relatives of victims. I don't know why Mr. Burnett gets short shrift by the press. He's in the same status they are.
Absolutely.
And integrity.
Yeah.
So,
and they've definitely ostracized him. Again, thanks, Alex, for your extensive research on this.
Yeah, I appreciate your help very much. Thank you.
Okay, take care.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in defending traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA at Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, 16323, or visit their website at afafpa.org. The views expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of American Family Radio, Lighthouse Ministries of Franklin, AFA, and AFAFPA.